Okay, chapter 25, Paying Yourself, 2024. You know, I'm in the book of Psalms. Man, it's 150 Psalms. It takes forever to get through this thing, right? But the very first pop out of it, the very first pop, book one, Psalm one, it says, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. And he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers." That's such a cool verse, right? Well, the very next one is the reason we have chapter 25. Verse 4 says, "The wicked are not so." Yeah, right? Okay, look, chapter 25, Paying Yourself, 2024. You pay. Payroll, your people, attorneys, CPAs, bookkeepers, spouse, kids, tradesmen, contractors, suppliers, a little all the time, a whole bunch all the time, a lot or a little, once in a while, sometimes, anytime, all kinds of variables, all kinds of money. You also make determinations of what people are worth. Perhaps you believe an employee is worth more than others. Or perhaps one might lean towards professionals chosen, maybe low bidder, medium bidder, or high bidder for whatever reason. In addition, one might consider a company owner's pay, optional or inflatable, negotiable, set as a loan when taken, set as a loss when not taken, reduced, given, as draw, any number of options. Now, if anybody right now is glazed over, get your head in the game. We come up with all kinds of reasons to pay ourselves and everybody else. It's about perception. We perceive what is important. Well, this one is about that perception. And this one is about how that perception can and will every time get you in trouble. What is perceived to be? Long story short, we're not going to talk about giving employees huge bonuses so they stay. You do that all the time. People do that all the time. And by this time next year, they're already gone. We're not going to talk about wasting money on a few thousand dollar bonus to some professional ally, some small pittance to a professional ally in the hopes of placating and acting grateful for their services. Listen, to those responsible for the safety of your assets and all that is dear to you in your life, you don't pay, you share. But that's for another day. That's for another day. Today, it's about paying yourself. Are you taking money from the company or making money from the company? Taking or making? One is earning, one is stealing. Well, that's always a good question, isn't it? Taking money when you haven't been making money is borrowing from the company when the company isn't doing well. And probably with no intention or hope of ever being able to pay it back. Well, everybody says they're going to pay it back even as early as next week. Do we? No. No, no, and if we do, we're just going to borrow it again. We haven't fixed the problem. Taking company money incorrectly, giving yourself bonuses incorrectly, or simply not paying yourself, as if that would fix any problem. All of it stems from not embracing the correct analysis of cash flow and the responsibility of a company owner, CEO, fiduciary, investor, whatever your position. And what is your position? At the very least, each and every one of us has the opportunity to continue moving as the person in charge. We have an opportunity to continue moving as the person in charge. The question is, how long do you deserve that position? Let me say it again, brothers and sisters. Mute your phone. Mute your phone so you're not disturbing everyone. How long do you deserve that position? How long do you deserve the position of in charge? If you can't clearly pay yourself correctly, how in the heck do you expect to pay anything correctly, right? Come on, I know this is hard. I know this is like condescending, but so what? Wouldn't you rather hear it from me than experience it one more time? 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift. What's the gift I'm referring to here? The company, your life, another day to continue, the allowance of prayer in these areas. Psalm 25:4, show me your ways, Lord, teach me your paths. This is God's way. God gave you everything. We don't have time for God. Ask the Democratic Party how that works out for them. Every one of them talked about no God. No God, no place for God here. How's that working out, kids? A platform of what? Abortion and hate. That's what we get down to without God. We saw it on the globe stage, the world stage. We are also now watching God. This is what God does. Now, what will Trump do with that? I hope he sticks to God. Okay, so let's get back to paying yourself. Is that God's way? God is teaching you, and if you don't do it right, he will get your attention. There are three kinds of CEOs when it comes to personal salary. One, those who pay themselves too much. Two, those who pay themselves too little. Three, those who pay themselves correctly. Matthew 13:9, whoever has ears, let them hear. This lesson requires hard choices, payroll, expenses, payment schedules. All of these things need to be recalibrated all the time, not just sometimes. Tending to such things is essential for long-term success. It's essential for short-term success. That's the problem sometimes. First of all, the job is to know where all the money is. The problem sometimes is you just don't pay attention consistently all the time. You fix it on Thursday of 1985. So it should be done forever? Come on. That's the problem. First of all, set that problem to the side. The job is to know where all the money is, all the time. Not just on the days that are bad, but every day, good, bad, and anywhere in between. That's the job. And to know where the money isn't. Where's receivables, billing, collection calls? Once you know that, you can make decisions. It's not a perception anymore, it's a perspective. It's actually what it is. Perception's whatever you think it should be in your head. Should be, could be, supposed to be. This ain't should be or could be or supposed to be. This is the way it is, brothers and sisters. If you're paying yourself $7,000 and you have a payroll expense of $7,000, first look at your receivables and make collections, billing and making billing. Get the money in. In the end of this situation I'm talking about, the $7,000, it doesn't make sense. When's the last time you owed $7,000 and you were going to pay yourself $7,000? It was dollar for dollar. It's never that way. It is the only option left if you have a single bill for $7,000 and your salary is $7,000, but it never works out like that. Basically, either people take money when the company has none, or they don't take the $7,000 and the company still owes $70,000, $700,000 plus. What is that going to do? I didn't pay myself. So what? Everything's okay? Come on. Have we all done it? Yes. Yes. Yes, we have. Yes, yes. That's why we all are together on this phone laughing at ourselves. We're laughing with God because he helped you. He reached down and pulled you out of the fire. You don't just blow off this stuff and say, I'll use my check this week and I'm a martyr. I didn't get paid or I deserve the money. You don't martyr out or excuse yourself. The company didn't just get here today. It's been a path to such things. The receivables are exhausted. Everything has been billed and production has come to a stop. If that's going on, you got bigger problems than your check. There's a possibility there'll be no check for anybody for a long time. It's just too convenient to say, can't make payroll, everybody, me included. Get on the phone and get your receivables. Run down your billing. Call customers. Give them a cash discount for payment today. Do the hard stuff. Which is the right stuff? What did he say? I said, get on the phone and get your receivables. Call your customers. Well, I turned that over to Betty. Betty isn't you. And if Betty was doing her job, you wouldn't be in this spot. Get your receivables. Get on the phone. Call your customers personally. Run down your billing. You don't talk to... I talk to... accounting today in whatever company. You don't talk to accounting, you talk to the boss. Yeah, you offer a cash discount if they pay today. Well, they already owed me the money. Why am I doing that? Because you got to survive. Your fiduciary duty is to your company. Do the hard stuff, which is the right stuff. And we learn that here. We learn it. And we're learning it now. Okay, what else drains a company? When bonusing out employees, don't spend a gargantuan amount of somebody because you're trying to make them stay. If they're going to leave, they'll leave whether you give them a bonus or not. You give them a bonus and they leave. When you give you a bonus, however, ask why. When you give you a bonus, ask yourself why. People bonus out money just because they need it. That is not prudent or correct. Be careful. How much does it cost to be your company every week? How much does it cost to be your company every week? People bonus out money just because they need it. It's not prudent or correct. Reactive management. They pay a bill because this guy said or that guy said, be careful. How much does it cost to be your company every week? If paying yourself a bonus exceeds that, it better be because there's two or three times that in the bank. And number one, before any taking of extra money, the bills need to be paid. Romans 13:7, give to everyone what you owe them. If you owe taxes, pay taxes. If revenue, then revenue. If respect, then respect. If honor, then honor. Boy, if we lived like that, where would we be? I see it all the time. Things get tight. Finally, it comes to a severe problem. It might mean I didn't call my vendors and negotiate payment, or let my taxes go, or I blame God, country, the economy, whatever. Blaming everybody except me. I'm the problem in this situation. Paid myself too much or paid somebody too much when I shouldn't. I live in fear, reactive management mode. Pay things I shouldn't. Psalm 25:4, oh, make me know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Now look, those who pay themselves correctly, which is most of you now it is. I'm going to talk about that in a second. Those who pay themselves correctly receive, not take. Taking is different than making money. What is earned fairly and squarely is just that. To be that guy, a CEO needs to ask some very sobering questions almost every day. Have you taken money from the company, i.e. stolen it? Well, I didn't take any money. Well, who did you pay today? And why did you pay them? You have a very challenging job on how to pay money. And it's very hard to overcome fear. Nobody's got the market cornered on the Holy Spirit. Well, God told me to pay it. Oh, really? I'm telling you, man, righteous Christians are the hardest clients I have. At least a non-believer just says, I ain't gonna do it. I'm gonna take that money for myself. I deserve it. I don't care. Or he says, I gave it to the bank. I don't want to put up with that mouth anymore. I don't want to do it. I'm going to give it. That's what I'm going to do. And I ain't paying myself. Okay, great. So we pay the bank, what, $1 billion, $1 bazillion, and I'm not going to, you know, cash my check for $15,000, $7,000, $3,000. That's going to help, right? We say so many silly things. Have you overspent corporate budgets? Have you failed to collect money owed? Have you committed the horrible infraction of low bidder and lost money on not just one job, but many? Are you selling too much or not enough? Either way, credit from your vendors will be required to complete the job or sustain the company. Let me say it again. Are you selling too much or not enough? Either way, credit from your vendors will be required to complete the job or sustain the company. Who could your vendors be? A line of credit. How many times I got to tell you, we got to work without a line of credit. The only time you work without a line of credit, that's a whole other thing. If you're going to go public, different story. That's different than, I need some money. I got to get me some money. I don't want to call on receivables. I don't have time. And I don't have time to go to church. And I don't have time to be on... That's a different story. Going public's a whole other gig, man. But that doesn't mean you use the company money to do that. You must really understand that God gave you a company and He will direct you. The problem is you don't like the direction. You don't believe it because it's not in line with what you're thinking. Oh, man, I know. I see it every day. If the money can't do both, are you selling too much and not enough? Either way, credit your vendors will require to complete the job or sustain the company. Well, instead of complete the job and sustain the company, if the money can't do both, what the heck are you doing? What the heck are you doing? What are you doing? Are your customers demanding credit from you? What, you act like a bank, which you're not? All of us do these things because we think we should. It's back to the shoulda, woulda, supposed to be, could be, what I want it to be. It's not any of that. It's the way it is. 2 Peter 1, for this very reason, make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness, knowledge, and to knowledge, self-control, and to self-control, perseverance, and to perseverance, godliness. That doesn't sound like, I got to get me a line of credit. I got to pay for it right now. I need to put it on a credit card. Well, I don't know. I don't have any money. Come on. I got to remember anything I have, God gave it to me, including the challenges. Is it a test? Yes. Paying yourself incorrectly is a sign of obstinance and stupidity and not worthy of important and special. What? Aren't you? You're supposed to be humble as a Christian. Well, God makes you important and special. He made you in a position that is important and special. Do you know how to do that? No. But suddenly everybody thinks they do, and they start operating on what they think, not what needs to be done. Long story short, if I do not use the gifts the Lord has given me in a correct and righteous manner, my life as I know it can change for the worst very quickly, leaving one with nothing. Does he give grace for trying? Absolutely. Absolutely. You do need to ask him. Now here's the key element here. You do need to ask him for help. And then when he sends you help, when he sends direction, don't argue the point. Well, I don't think that's right. What are you talking about? You're the one that made the decisions that got you here, and suddenly you're going to start making the assessment on the direction that came? God sends people to help, especially when you're talking to him. So what's at stake? Losing all is at stake, leaving you with the memory of being special without being special anymore. What's that mean? Well, when I was young, kid, I caught a fish this big. Sure, Grandpa. Grandpa's got the memory of being special, but he's not special anymore. Not feeling it. You can have a company, be the man, the myth, the legend, and the next day you can have nothing. And you have the memory of being the man, the myth, the legend, but not special anymore. And it is even better, the woman, the myth, the legend, it's the same. Produce, deliver, collect, and check your income versus expenses all the time. Stay away from perceived benefits. If I borrow money, I'll be able to make a ton more with that money, then I'll pay it back, and wow, what a success story I'll be. Wrong. Wrong. It never works out that way. You're bleeding money. You got to stop it before you get the money. People don't go public to get money. People don't go public. There's a couple of you on the phone right now. You don't go public by killing the company because you were running cash negative. You go public. It doesn't work that way. It's a company that's in good shape to start with. And then it adds, it allies. Otherwise, what? Lose it all. Produce, deliver, collect. Produce, deliver, collect. Otherwise, what? What was a good perception, what's in my head, turned out to be a bad perspective, what actually happened. What was a good perception turns out to be a bad perspective. I hear it all the time. I prayed for an answer, people say. I prayed for an answer. And then when I ask them to do a simple thing, some won't do it. The result of that decision is never good. Like I said, everybody thinks they're so smart until they don't. You don't have the market cornered on the Holy Spirit. I didn't get the same facts you did. And if I didn't get the same facts, you got to question that. What are you listening to? The voice of reason or treason? Both those who do what is asked and those who do not have the same fears. Get it? Those who do what is asked and those who do not have the same fears. What you thought it would be in your mind didn't turn out to be what it is in your life. What's the difference between the do? Those who take direction and those who don't. Self-will. And for believers, it's easy to do what should not be done in the name of God. What's that you say? Self-will. For believers, it's easy to do what should not be done in the name of God. Oh, yeah. Like I said, they got the market cornered on the Holy Spirit. And the stupid things they're doing are anointed by God. I hear it a lot. I prayed for an answer. And your name came up. I'm so glad we're working together. I say, okay, this is what you got to do. Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. We already got something going in that area. What else you got? How many people are like that? Well, the people that are like that generally still have their business. They still have options. There's still money on the credit card. The people that are down and out, they will surpass the guy that is not in short order. The guy who's down and out and takes direction, he will surpass the guy that's still running okay, has asked for help and won't take it. The guy who's down and out will surpass that guy in simply a few weeks, a few couple, 2 or 3 months. Is that true? I live it every day. Stupid is not anointed by God. Those who do the hard stuff and don't resist direction, well, they get better, period. And I always say, did you pray about it first? Did you ask God really? Really, did you ask God? Did you wait for the answer? Did you really listen to God or to you? What scares me is C.S. Lewis says something along the lines of, at the end of the ride, God will say, my will be done or your will be done. It's either his will is done or your will. You can guess which one works better. What about non-believers? Guess what? It's the same. Job 36:11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. Yeah. Revolt against old ways. Evolve. Pay yourself according to income versus expenses. Collect your bills and correct your cash flow. Let the company pay you what is earned rather than what you think you deserve or don't deserve. Live by what is actually available after expenses. Ephesians 5:7, don't participate in the things that people do. For once you were full of darkness, but now you have light from the Lord. So live as people of light, for this light within you produces only what is good and right and true. Carefully determine what pleases the Lord. Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness. Instead, expose them. Is that any different than working your money incorrectly? No. Is that a righteous living? No. Is that taking care of the company that God gave you? No. Are you asking him and he's telling you to lie about this, that, or the other thing, or move this around, or not tell people this or that, or do this or that, or make a little adjustment here, a little shenanigan here, a little shenanigan? No. Chapter 25 is about destroying excuses and good reasons to do the wrong thing. Destroying excuses and good reasons. Listening to God, well, that's a whole thing in itself, isn't it? Do I really listen to God when I have money problems? Do I really ask God when I'm trying to manage cash flow? Do I really ask God when I think I'm going to take a bonus? Let's recap. Paying yourself too much or not enough is a head trip. You're kidding yourself one way or another. Too much money is entitlement or just plain silly. You're going to run out of money. Too little is based on any number of craziness that you make up in your head, and the end result is it won't help. You're lying to the mirror. The best thing, do what needs to be done. Be happy about it and pray to the Lord on all these matters to give clarity and discernment. What was that again? What did he say? What did he say? I could not hear him. What was that? Honey, what did he say? Pray to the Lord on all these matters to give clarity and discernment. Now look, that this is hard. I tell people every day how much to pay themselves. But I have 50 times 50 more experience than every one of you, because it's not one company I'm working on. It's been 50 times 50 for 30 something years. I understand. I get it. And none of you have been any of the worse for it. All of you have been better. Isaiah 30, 21, your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. Get that again. Your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Whenever you turn to the right hand or whenever you turn to the left. God will direct you. When I tell people to do the right things and they say, nah, I don't think so. You know, I don't think so. Navigate creditors. Negotiate higher margins. Trim payroll as needed each week and adjust owner's draw versus payroll accordingly in a tax environment. Handle the bank correctly and creditors. Get correct direction. Well, you all have correct direction. Yeah, okay. Okay. You see all the time, but you don't have time. You don't have time to listen to this. You don't have time to make an assignment. You don't have time to do any of the stuff that God gave you to learn how to take care of what God gave you. Think about it. Are we all the same way? Yes. Is Pat included in that? Yes. I have so many blessings God gave me I'm tending to that I don't have time to get to the stuff that teaches me how to do the blessings. Why do I need to learn how to do the blessings? Because he is a divine God and I am not divine. I am not divine. I need a divine God to teach me what to do with a divine gift. And when he sends people to help, listen. Company perks are only available to the CEO if you collect money on time, every time, all the time. Philippians 4, I'm just as happy with little as with much, with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry. Hands full or empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. Paul says it best, doesn't he? Time is never on your side. Check yourself daily. Listen to those around you who have a history of wisdom. When you need more schooling and information, yearn for direction. And be willing to yield in the face of doing things you don't like or don't want to do. Proverbs 19:3, people ruin their lives by their own foolishness and then are angry at the Lord. I prayed about it and it didn't work. Like somehow it's God's fault. What are some of the things we have to remember? What do I put in here? For myself. I wrote these for me. You understand? I'm not telling you. I wrote this for me. So many years ago, I never thought I'd be telling you about it. So what did I remind myself to do? I gave myself 7 bullet points to remind myself. Pray to God and thanks for the challenge. Well, that was a new one, wasn't it? Pray to God and thanks for the challenge. Take a close look. Number 2, take a close look at income versus expenses. Duh. Did I do it? I obviously wrote this down because I saw that that was a problem. Number 3, ask qualified people. And if you're lucky enough to find him, it is an answer to prayer. Do what is asked. If you're lucky enough to find a qualified person, don't say, yeah, I know, but I'm going to follow my heart. Bible says the heart may not be your best pal. Number 4, be brutally honest with yourself and those around you. Brutally honest. Number five, do not assume that you have it figured out. That, for me to have seen this, that I wrote this, I don't know how many years ago, like more than 30, apparently, do not assume that you have it figured out. That's a scary one. Number six, when you find out what's going on, don't shoot the messenger. Don't get mad at people for telling you the way it is. If in fact that's the way it is, who are you hanging out with is number six. And number seven, pray thanks to God for every hard decision you get to make. You don't have to make it. You get to make it. God gave you the position and the authority to make a hard decision. And the only way you can do it right is in the grace, mercy, and wisdom of God. Remember, there are three kinds of CEOs: those who pay themselves too much, not enough, and those who pay correctly. Which one are you? Chapter 25, paying yourself. It can be resentment city, or it can be quite liberating. Job 13:23. How many are my iniquities and sins? Make known to me my rebellion and my sin. Wow. Amen. Chapter 26, paying yourself, 2024. You know, I got a dog barking in the background. The only time the dog barks is when he knows I'm recording this, right? Now, kids, look. I know this is hard. I know it is. I know this one is hard to hear. It's hard to do. It was hard for me to write it. I remember writing this. I remember. And every time I rewrite them every year to freshen them up, it's always the basic building blocks, and they were always good. God was good to me then. But I wanted to hear his voice. I was scared. I was scared. I was really scared. I was scared for my life. And he gave me another chance. And he gave you another chance. It starts with you. Leadership starts with you. And this isn't in the notes. This is just in the recording. And this recording will be here for a year. And then a year from now, it'll be a different recording. I pray for all of you to remember that God gave you everything. And then we don't have time for him. He gave you everything, and we're so busy with what he gave us, we don't have time for him. Did I write that about me? Yeah. Yeah, man. I knew what shenanigans I was up to. What's the difference between not doing it and doing it? Well, for me, I fear God. I remember being on the wrong side of the tracks. I fear him. I remember what it did to my life. I remember what it did to me. Life without God, that is truly hell on earth. That is truly hell for all eternity. These are tricky chapters. This is a tricky chapter, paying yourself. Because it's about what I think. Man, I got to be careful about what I think. Well, I feel it's right. I got to be careful with feelings, man. I know this is hard. It sounds like I'm, you know, talking down to you. I was talking down, maybe if it was talking down to anybody, it was talking down to the mirror. Don't think you got this one in order. Ever. Always know that you need to be walking with the one true God, not one that you invented or not one that you think is talking to you, but the one true God. Hard, so hard to do. And when you pray for something and you get an answer, don't keep praying until he sees it your way. Take the initial answer and run the ball, baby. Run the ball. God is with you. Run the ball. everybody will say, man, that's the stupidest play ever. That's a good sign. It's the stupidest play ever. So they're not going to chase you. Run the ball, man. When God gives you the answer, don't make stupid assessments. God, the Holy Spirit, never tells you to do anything stupid. That is the voice of treason. That is what we talked about, the hauntings. The devil tells you to do things that should not be done. And the devil tells you not to do things that should be done. And it's intoxicating, isn't it? I got this. Except when you run the ball, it doesn't work. We just saw it in the election. The most amazing move of God in the history of politics. He took an entire movement out that was without God and said, this is my country. Now you pray for Trump, that he spends money correctly. And I believe he will. I believe he will. But he needs our prayers. There were 400 years of kings with Israel that couldn't pull it together. So we know that when you are given authority, there is a great deal of problems that go with that and challenges. I hope that I'm inspiring you to know that that one true God is working with you. He is the chairman of the board of your company, and he is working with you right now to navigate through all the challenges of life so that he can use you to bring hope to the hopeless. Chapter 25, Paying Yourself 2024. John A.